The voice of the Army.
So, a group of them got together in Philadelphia, late in June of that year, and drew up a Declaration of Independence and...
Pa!
Yeah?
The firecrackers I found in the attic. Can I shoot them off on July 4th?
Huh? Oh, sure. Why, sure you can shoot them off. Well, now, this committee that drew up the Declaration had some pretty important names. It was Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and...
Pa!
Uh-huh.
There's a 3-incher in the firecrackers.
Yeah.
It'll make an awful lot of noise. Can I shoot off a 3-incher?
Why, sure, Nicky.
Oh, thanks, Pa. You're okay. So, there was Ben Franklin...
That's right. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. And these men had a very unusual idea. They had an idea about... all people being created equal.
Pa, your leg won't ever grow back, even a little, will it?
No, it won't.
I hate Nazis. How many Nazis did you kill in Normandy, Pa?
Now look, Nick. You said I could help you with your homework. Remember? The Declaration of Independence?
So they had an idea about all people being created equal.
That's right. And they were willing to fight for it. Some of them died for it. And no matter how often their armies were defeated, how much they suffered, and how many voices spoke up for an easy peace, these men wouldn't quit. But they could see way ahead. They had a vision.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
From the consent of the governed. That was democracy being born.
How many Nazis did you kill in Normandy, Pa?
Democracy being born on a hot July day in Philadelphia. Well, Mr. Thomas Jefferson, Mr. Benjamin Franklin, have you gentlemen settled on the language of the document? Have you changed the words sacred and undeniable to self-evident? Good. Now, will all of you gentlemen kindly step up to the table here? Now, Mr. John Hancock is about to sign the Declaration of Independence. Here. Mr. Hancock is signed. He looks up at Mr. Benjamin Franklin.
We must be unanimous, sir. There must be no pulling different ways. We must all hang together.
We must indeed hang together, sir. Most assuredly, we shall all hang separately.
Laughter, applause, ring out the Liberty Bell. An apocryphal pun has launched the democracy.
How many Nazis did you kill in Normandy, Pa?
But the democracy still has to fight its way. Governor Carleton is... moving down the St. Lawrence, with Gentleman Johnny Burgoyne as second in command, and they're moving on General Washington down there in New York. And you know what? They've hired Germans to fight along with them. Yes, sir. Even then, Germans were the antidote for an overdose of freedom. One boatload of Germans, please. Somebody is trying to start a government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Can't you hear that? Washington's rabble is calling itself a government.
Oh, let it. By Christmas, the foolish revolution will be over.
So soon?
Of course. This democratic nonsense is nothing but anarchy. No leadership, no plan. They expect every man to think for himself. Who is going to fight for a government that does not govern? Mark my word, over by Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Hessians at Trenton, New Jersey. Merry Christmas from General George Washington, who is about to cross the Delaware River.
It is ordered that all officers will set their watches with that of General Washington.
It is ordered that each man shall draw 40 rounds of ammunition.
And so you didn't think they synchronized their watches back in Washington's day? Oh, yes, indeed. You see, the nature of time is immutable, and the nature of personal liberty and equality is also immutable.
Pa?
Yes, Nick?
Maybe I won't shoot the firecrackers after all.
No?
Maybe. Ma says the firecrackers might make you jumpy. You know, on account of you heard so much shooting in Normandy.
I guess I can stand the ordeal of a few firecrackers, Nick.
Honest? You wouldn't mind?
No, I wouldn't mind.
You're okay, Pa. So, they had an idea about all men being equal. Pa, am I equal?
Well, not yet, Nick. You got to earn the right.
Yeah?
Well, sure. You'll find out when you get bigger. Being equal is something you've got to fight for all the time.
Is that why we have 4th of July every year?
In a way, Nick. In sort of a way. But it wouldn't have to be the 4th, or the 2nd, or any particular day. It could be the 10th, for instance. Supposing it was the 10th of July, 1776. That was the day the people in Philadelphia sent the declaration to General Washington.
It is the desire of the general that the several brigades shall be drawn up on the parade ground at 6 o'clock to hear the declaration of the Congress showing the ground and reasons of this measure will be read with an audible voice.
Listen, soldiers of the several brigades, a new hope is about to be proclaimed to the world. You are about to hear that you are entitled to live in happiness and peace. You will also subsequently be granted the right to speak freely, to assemble peaceably, to worship in your own fashion. You are about to hear a declaration of independence, which will be read to the citizens throughout the land. It will be read, for instance, at the Bowling Green on the lower end of Manhattan.
A celebration has been held at the Bowling Green upon the reading of the declaration. A statue of the king, made of lead to the weight of 4,000 pounds, has been removed from its pedestal, and the ladies of Litchfield have made 42,000 bullets from the lead thereof. This is indeed a joyous day. Liberty is proclaimed.
Proclaimed. But it must also be defended. Take August 27th. 1776. That was the Battle of Long Island. Take the account of an eyewitness. Hezekiah Munsell, Private Continental Army.
You were there, Hezekiah?
Yes, sir. I was. Standing right next to General Washington most of the time.
Can you recall any of the words of the general? Anything which would give our listeners a close-up picture of the great man?
I could, sir. The general said, and I remember it distinctly, the general said, the time has come when Americans must be free men or slaves. Acquit yourselves like men, he said, like soldiers. All that's worth living for is at stake.
Thank you, Hezekiah Munsell, private in the Continental Army.
The Hessian general, De Heister, is commanding the center of the line at Long Island. His cannons open up on the Americans. Bang! If you could see De Heister's son's son's son, he was probably the second in command of the concentration camp at Buchenwald, or Dachau. Or, he was the man who transmitted the order to the man who fired the battery for the pure Aryans who leveled the village of Lidice.
How many Nazis did you kill in Normandy, Pa?
July 4th. Well, it's a great day. On July 4th, 1944, we fought in Normandy. July 4th, 1943, we shelled Biroko Island in the Pacific. July 4th, 1942, we made our first bomber run over Europe. And we hit the Japs on our two. On July 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress convened in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The secretary will now read excerpts from the journals of the Congress.
Journals of the Continental Congress. Thursday, July 4th, 1776.
Resolved.
Resolved that an application be made to the Committee of Safety of Pennsylvania for a supply of flints for the troops at New York.
Resolved.
That the secret committee be instructed to sell 25 pounds of powder to John Garrison of North Carolina.
The Congress will now become a committee of the whole to take into consideration the declaration.
The unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. When, in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume, among the powers of the earth, the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes, Nick?
I'm awful sleepy, Pa.
Okay, big shot. Let's get upstairs to bed. Come on, up on the shoulder. That's the boy.
Pa?
Mm-hmm?
You won't mind if I shoot off the 3-inch firecracker on July 4th?
No. No, I won't mind.
You're okay, Pa. I guess we'd better go to bed.
This closes another program brought to you by the Voice of the Army.